So I kind of debated for a great good while what I should talk about tonight. And I had one plan and I kind of scrapped almost the entire thing because I went, nah, there's no point in starting there. And I just kind of wanted to, instead of starting a series, I just wanted to tell you where my mind is at in all of this and why we're doing all of this and what we are going to be and what we aren't going to be. And some of this is really just a reaction to my understanding of the way people view Christians. If you can look at this chart up here. A guy did a study and he just interviewed a bunch of people that don't go to church and said, what do you think about Christians? And this is what it said. 91% said anti-homosexual. 87% said judgmental. They're hypocritical, old-fashioned, too involved in politics, and out of touch with reality. And I don't know about you, but I don't like it when people think these things about me. I don't generally like it when someone points at me and says, that guy's a hypocrite. That guy's judgmental. But since I call myself a Christian, when people look at me, there's a whole lot of people out there that think those things about me. And that kind of, well, I mean, it pisses me off. Let's not mix words about it. I really don't like the fact that people think that about me, not because of what I've done, but because of what others have done. So with this, we want to establish who we are and who we are not. And so on your handout deals, I put some things in there. I spread some pins around if you want to take notes. But with that, I'm just going to go through, and I mean, I literally just this afternoon thought to myself, what do we want to be and what do we not want to be? And so with that, first one on here, what are we going to be? We will not aim to be safe, positive, and family friendly. You think, where would I come up with those three particular phrases? Well, it's because every Christian radio station on the planet advertises themselves as safe, positive, encouraging, and family friendly, and it just annoys the crap out of me. I look at the Bible, and what I see is a guy named Jesus who went around, made a whole bunch of followers, got rejected, got beaten to death, and hung on a cross. I look at this and I say, am I going to be like Jesus? What can I not be? And if I'm going to follow his example, it's not safe or positive, and it's debatable whether it's family friendly. I mean, you read your Bible, I mean, you can just open it up, go home, go to the Song of Solomon, I think it's around chapter 7, you start reading that to your 4-year-old little brother with your parents around, you see what happens. You see what happens. And I'm not joking, at Christian retreats, I've done that joke before and started just reading through it, and people, of course, got mad at me. I tried to do it at a Christian school, and they told me not to do it. Why? Because it talks about, boobies is what it talks about. And I'm not joking, that's what it talks about in very colorful language. And that's not family friendly, so people don't like that. So I'm going to tell you right now, my aim is not to be family friendly, positive, and safe. I mean, if you go out there into the world, you be a Christian, you live this stuff out, it's not a safe life because you'll be rejected, you'll be made fun of. If you go into the 1040 window, the Muslim part of the world, you start preaching the gospel, they will kill you. They will throw you in prison. It is not safe and positive. And even if you look at the words of Jesus, this is Jesus talking to his disciples. He says, look, I am sending you out as sheep among wolves. But beware, for you will be handed over to courts and will be flogged with whips in the synagogues. Well, that's a positive, encouraging message. That's great right there. Hey, man, that's what I love to hear. You know, go out and you're going to get whipped. They're going to tear the skin off your back with a whip. That's nice, family-friendly, safe. No, it's not. Obviously, so we're not going to aim to be safe, positive, and family-friendly. It's just not biblical. The next one, what we are going to aim to be, is biblical. So it's not that just that we're going to be a bunch of wild hooligans that do irresponsible things, which we'll probably do later tonight. It's not just that we're going to be that. The reason we're not those other things is because we're going to be biblical. It says, all Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. So because of that, our authority comes from the Bible, and everything I says is only worthwhile so much as it's accurate according to the Scriptures. That's authoritative. That's what we believe. If you don't believe that, we can talk about it, but that's our starting point. I'm assuming you believe that, and if you don't, then we're not on the same page, and we have to have a conversation about that. But our starting point is that we believe the Bible is authoritative and our guide for life. It tells us about God. That's what we believe. So the next one on here, I don't even know the order of these. We will be authentic. We will be authentic. I don't know about you, but I've been to some really big churches that have like a million people on the stage, and they're all smiling. I got a big grin on their face. They got a fake tan. Their hair is colored. They're like wearing matching clothes, and it's a little off-putting, and you're like, where did these people come from? And because there's not just one of them, there's 15 of them, and they're all gathered together in one place on the stage, smiling and grinning together. And that doesn't resonate with me because I don't walk around every day with a big grin on my face because I'm not always having a good day. In fact, today, if it seems like I'm a little bit on edge and screaming a lot, it's because I didn't have a particularly good day today. In fact, there was some stuff that happened, so I had a pretty crappy day. And so if it comes out in me screaming a whole bunch today, that's because I'm not having a good day. I'm enjoying that we were able to start this. I'm enjoying that you guys showed up. I appreciate that. But besides that, besides this, not a good day today. And part of being authentic is I've got to tell you that. I would be lying to you if I came in here, yeah, I had a great day, everything's wonderful, everybody. I'm just lying to you. That's not the truth. So we're going to be authentic. And part of also being authentic is when we have a problem with someone, that means we're going to go talk to them. So if you think that tonight was like really sucked, just come and talk to me about it. Don't talk to each other and talk about how sucky Sean is or how all the bad is. Don't do that. Just come and talk to me. If you have a problem with each other, don't gossip, talk to each other. That's being authentic, putting on a fake face, lying to one another and acting like your friends and then talking bad behind each other's back. That's making yourself a liar and you're being fake. You're not being authentic. That's not what we're going to be. We're going to be authentic as a community. That means if we're having a bad day, say it. If I say, how are you doing? Don't say, I'm doing great when your parents are getting divorced, you're failing out of school. I mean, whatever it is, don't lie to me about it. Don't lie to each other about it. We're going to be authentic. Next one on here. We will be over the top. I don't have a Bible verse for this one, unfortunately, because it's not exactly a biblical term. But just my line of thought was, there's enough churches out there that are just kind of going by, just kind of doing whatever, that I thought, what do we need to do? We need to be over the top. We need to go beyond what they're doing. I've shared this quote in big church before. It says, if you want to reach people no one is reaching, you have to do things no one else is doing. In order to do things no one else is doing, you can't do what everyone else is doing. So, it's a simple enough line of thought. So what we're doing here, if they're doing it Hutto Baptist, all we're doing is reaching the same people that are reaching at Hutto Baptist. We don't want to do that. I met with a youth pastor from Hutto Baptist actually last week. He's a good guy. He's on the same mission as I'm on. So it would be silly for me to compete with him. We're not going to do that. And part of being over the top means we're going to go beyond what everybody else is doing. If everybody else is aiming here, we're going to aim for here. So when other people have done outreaches and things like that in Hutto before, they've done little sorts of things for 100 people. When we did one, we aimed for 300 people, but really expected a lot more than that, and 500 people showed up when we did Christmas Chaos. There was some debating whether we should get a mechanical bull, because it costs twice as much as everything else we got. Should we do that? And the answer was yes, because we're going to be over the top. Same with, why are we dropping 25,000 eggs out of a helicopter? Because we will be over the top. It's insane, it's crazy, it's stupid, it's bizarre. But why are people going to show up? Because it's insane, it's crazy, it's stupid, it's bizarre. And when you do things like that, that's how we're going to reach people, because we're doing something no one else is doing. And likewise, when we go out and if we smash things, set things on fire, whatever you're going to do, it's because the normal things at church you do. Yeah, normal things. It's because we have this mindset that we're not going to be like everybody else. We're going to do it differently. And if everybody else is aiming low, we will aim high. Next one. We will be a light in our world. We will be a light in our world. This is Jesus speaking in the Sermon on the Mount. And he says, you are the light of the world, like a city on top of a hill that cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in a house. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see so that everyone will praise you as your heavenly Father. So with this, I mean, what we're talking about is simply we're going to follow the way Jesus lived. We're going to be a light. Jesus was someone that cared so much about people, served people, helped people, that people were drawn to him. We're going to be that. We're going to follow his example. And so just some simple things. You know, if you're a jerk to everyone you know, you're not being a light in the world. If you're a hypocrite, if you're judgmental, you're not being a light in your world. If you're living the same way everyone else is living, you're not a light in your world. So when we say we're going to be a light in our world, it means we're going to be different because of the way we live, we're going to follow the example of Jesus. That's going to be a light in your world. That's what you're going to do. But the flip side of this is, like I talked about, when we're going to be a light, it's because of the way we live. It's not because we're some weird Christian subculture thing, which we're going to talk about in just a minute. I don't know if you've ever seen this show called Friday Night Lights. Yeah, it's filmed around here. It's very exciting. You always see the spots that you recognize. This last week, we watched a bunch of episodes because they're on Netflix and we're running out of things to watch, so we watched through that. And on this show, every character on it claims to be a Christian and go to church, yet everyone on the show just lives like everyone else. I mean, it's like there's this girl in the first couple episodes, everything she says is, God bless you, and God is leading me, and it's by faith you will be healed through these things. And then she sleeps with her boyfriend's best friend, and her boyfriend is in the hospital. I mean, it's like, there's kind of a disconnect there, I think. And just everyone on the show is like that. They go to church, and they're having an affair, sleeping around, and there's just zero connection. Nothing looks like the life of Christ. It's people go to church, and then they go and play football. That's like what the show is actually all about, and having sex with people you're not supposed to have sex with. That's pretty much the show Friday Night Lights. And so with that, that's the entire thing. I've summed it up. That's the summary of the whole series. You don't need to watch it now because I just told you everything about it you need to know. So with that, we don't want to be that. We want to be different, and that means being a light in our world. And the other part, like I said, we're going to be different. That's the way we live. It doesn't mean that we're going to be a light in our world. It does not mean we're going to have some weird Christian subculture. We will not hide our light in a weird Christian subculture. And I think if you stop and think about it, you probably know what I'm talking about, because there's so many weird Christians out there that do so many weird things. There's so many weird Christian products out there. They go, where does all this stuff coming from? Why does this stuff even exist? So for example, I did a little study. You might have noticed there's a Christian version of a lot of things out there. So the world has these Now CDs. The Christian version are Wow CDs. Wow. Yeah, there we go. It's even a clever name. Yeah. Next one on here, look what we got. They have Bratz. No. So we have God's Girls. God's Girls. There we go. Very nice. And on this, this is my favorite part. My name means princess. I'm really a princess because my father is the King of Kings. Yeah, that.
I love dancing and praising.
Yeah. Yeah. So brilliant, brilliant Christian stuff. Wait, this is not the way we're gonna live. Next one. So Magic the Gathering cards are evil. Hey, Magic the Gathering is evil. So we've got Redemption trading cards. You even look at them. This is Eli, and he's got power levels and things like this. It's a prophet. Great, wonderful things. Next up here, what do we got? The world brings you Guitar Hero. So the Christian world brings you Guitar Praise. So you can rock out to all your favorite Christian bands. So wonderful, wonderful stuff. Guitar Praise. I can go on and on with these things. Instead of engaging the culture, we gotta avoid the culture. We can't play Rock Band. We can't play Guitar Hero. We've gotta have our own version. And it doesn't end there. I brought some live action things. So back in the 90s, there was... No, not yet. Back in the 90s, the Power Rangers. Power Rangers.
Don't knock the Power Rangers now.
No. I'm cool with the Power Rangers. I watched the Power Rangers even though I was too old. So when the Power Rangers came out, all the guys watched it, but they made fun of it and said they didn't watch it because we were inauthentic. But so, Power Rangers, a year or two later, we get Bible Man. Bible Man. There we go. Very exciting. Bible Man. And it's just as bad as you can imagine. There's absolutely no redemption for it. The world brings you Play-Doh. Christians bring you Pray Clay. Pray Clay. Play-Doh. Ah, we don't want to our kids with evil Play-Doh. It's so secular and evil. Pray, Clay. What else we got in our bag? Of course, we've got Christian pens with Christian sayings on them. And here's another one of my personal favorites. So there's all these action figures out in the world. Well, we need our own exciting version, so I give you David. And if you notice, David is in a purple robot suit. David in a purple robot suit. And if you look at his face, he looks like a little girl. David, whose claim to fame in the Bible is killing people. You read the Bible, David and Goliath, he cuts Goliath's head off.
Almighty heroes.
But we reduce him.
Isn't it supposed to be like rescue heroes?
Yes, it's supposed to be like rescue heroes, so it's almighty heroes. And he looks like a girl in a robot suit.
Heroes from the Bible, purple.
And of course, the final and the best, we would not want to pollute ourselves with evil, secular gum in mints. So I bring you testaments. Testaments. Pass the word in the form of gum. And I didn't check this before, but I don't think there's actually anything on these. Yeah, there's absolutely nothing on this that makes it different. Check it out. There we go. Look at it. Do you see anything on that would indicate that it's in any way Christian? No! It's simply marketed as Christian, which means they're literally selling the gospel, using it to sell things, which is horribly offensive. So, what are we going to be? We're going to be... Push the button. We're going to be people that live on a mission. We're not going to be weirdos that mess around with Pray Clay, getting the Christian version of everything, hiding away. We're going to live on a mission. This is what we were told to do by Jesus before he left the earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations. I don't even need the rest of it. We'll just stick right there. If we would do that, we would change the world. We don't want to stick around playing with our Pray Clay. We don't need to pull off and support testaments. We need to go out and reach people with the gospel. And in fact, what we're doing, the setup for this is set up ideally so that people can come to it, is what we would want this to be. Long range, that's what we want. We want to reach people through what we're doing here. And if this time doesn't work, or if what we're doing doesn't work, we're going to have to change it to reach people. It's not about making us happy, it's about reaching the people. Same reason we drop eggs from helicopters, same reason we rented a mechanical bull, same reason we had a Super Bowl party where we smashed things in the parking lot, smashed guitars, played Rock Band right here. It's because we want to reach people, and we're living on a mission. And so with that, to make sure that we remember why we're doing this, the best thing I could come up with for how to make this memorable was to absolutely destroy this stuff and set it on fire. So with that, I want to continue on into the parking lot.